Tony Cochran is the National Deer and Velvet Manager at PGG Wrightson, and he joins me now. Good afternoon and Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you too, Rowena.
Now, I know you've had a busy New Year heading to all the stag sales in Otago and Southend. We'll come back to that in a second because in December, China announced they were going to stop accepting frozen velvet imports for its traditional medicine market from May this year, deciding to only use dried velvet. They wanted to stop the imports immediately. MPI talked them down. So obviously you'll be trying to get as much over there at the moment as possible.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Cash flow is important to farmers, but also we know the risks associated with exporting frozen containers to China. They can easily be bumped, and of course the containers themselves have to be landed inside a port by the 30th of April. So that brings us back to, you know, early March to have all our containers to China gone. We still have the South Korean market, which is our main consumption market, but they tend to sort of take a lot of velvet ex-China after it's processed and also buy direct from us with dry hole stick.
How are you going with shipping at the moment? We know there are some challenges out there, especially in the Red Sea. Is that flowing down here?
It's not affecting us. We've got one main port in northern China that we export to, which is Dalian. But we have had a container bumped a week so far, which is, you know, that's nothing compared to what we were faced, you know, through the previous 3 years of COVID and disruption. So, so far, so good. Everything is flowing. The price of velvet is stable, albeit it's back, you know, maybe up to 10% on the previous year, but still relatively profitable in sort of competition with other forms of livestock. Farmers have lifted the bar with production as well as quality. So that's paying dividends. We know we can do better, and we've still got a strong future in velvet. We're just getting through the, you know, the issues of having a lot of stock after COVID, and of course this emerging sort of issue with access, which we hope will blow over. Everything's been done, positive sort of conversations with DINS, MPI, also the GACC and SAMR in China, the Food and Drug Administration. They've been out here, they're very happy with our trade, and it doesn't just affect velvet, but it affects all TCMs. So they've got an appetite to get this moving as quick as possible as well.
Hey, look, as I mentioned, you were down at the stag sales last week. How'd they go?
Yeah, really good. You know, there were a few ups and downs, and that was probably due to varying factors, you know, during the winter. But all in all, high prices were paid for high-quality stock, notably a couple of stags over 100K, three-year-old velveters, trophy stag over 114,000 for a three-year-old. Was exceptional. But the real highlight this year was actually the Elk Wapiti bull sales that have just been completed this week. Some really good averages there, 7-8K for primarily venison animals that are sort of, I guess, taking a bit of an upward demand due to some good frozen contracts with meat companies at the moment. And, you know, it was a final send-off for David Stevens, the Netherdale stud, which is moving north to South Canterbury to the Hudson's RV Farms. He had a fantastic sale, and it was well supported.
I hear that his stags were huge.
Yeah, they were. I actually questioned whether there was a bit of Wapiti involved, but they're really well fed, and he's on quite warm, free-draining country in northern Southland. So, yeah, he went out with a bang, and his averages for his velvet were stags were around 9 kilos, up half a kilo on last year. So, yeah, well done, full credit. And as I said, he went out on a high.
Yeah, really good to see. He's been a stalwart of the industry. 37 sales they've been through. So congratulations to David Stevens and the Netherdale team. Hey, you mentioned that $114,000 trophy stag. I think that was from Brock, was it?
Yeah, it was, Rowena. And full credit to Brock Deer. They had some fantastic animals there. Quite a few of those stags could have easily been lot one at several stag sales.
So is trophy hunting picking up again?
Yeah, it is. There's a strong sort of support from mainly the US and European hunters coming back to New Zealand. They were held back for 3 years with borders closed. And from last season, all the stock, the animals were moved out of the system. And this year, it seems like there's strong demand again. So, yeah, really good to have three legs to our deer industry.
Absolutely.
The venison trophy.
Yeah, and let's just finish with venison meat. Where is that sitting? I know some of the sheep and beef guys are struggling at the moment.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough. Mind you, deer farmers have reduced their hind herds mainly. So, you know, supply is down, but demand is returning and it is steady and it is strong. Three equal markets or thereabouts, obviously the US, Europe and China. But mainly the US has a strong demand for New Zealand meat, New Zealand venison, and they're prepared to pay, by the sounds of it, premiums for elk whoppity type cross animals. And that's helped those whop bull sales this year. And it'll pull the whole industry along. Really good to see. And I think, you know, prices are sort of around that $9 at the moment, but there have been contracts during the spring over sort of 10. And the big thing is that though there's options there for farmers to sort of contract and have minimum prices or bottom schedules that give them the certainty and I guess the confidence, and you know, they can go to their bank managers and lay out a plan, which is great.
Yeah, you can definitely budget on that. Tony Cochran, National Deer and Velvet Manager for PGG, writes, and you've come up with the goods, provided your knowledge to us. Your reward is now that you can make a plug of your choice.
Yeah, no, I've got to do this. I'll be crucified otherwise. Thanks, Peninsula AMP show, Saturday the 20th in Little River. It's a great little show, cracker of a day. The weather forecast looks awesome and a really good family day out. So, yep, by all means, get along and support that local shows.
Brilliant. Tony Cochran, appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Rowena.